on 1116 SEN. Chasing Birdies with Mark Allen and Craig Spence for the Callaway Chrome Soft Golf Ball, the ball that changed the ball.
Greatest ball in the whole world. I've been using it for a long time now. The Chrome Soft is absolutely sensational. Although I haven't been using too many other balls of late, but I can tell you it's a very, very good Callaway golf ball. The 99 Masters champion is here. Hello there, Craig.
Marco, good to be in. Good and to see you finally. And
also tonight, the voice of amateur golf in this country, and also pretty much anything to do with Golf Australia, the media manager, Mark Hayes. Good to see you, Mark.
Thanks, Marco.
Can't wait to speak to you a little bit later, and you can give us an update on what has been happening at the State Series that's in town at Huntingdale and Royal.
Huntingdale for the men and Royal Melbourne East for the women.
I know. Looking forward to it.
I was at both courses yesterday.
Were you?
Yeah.
What were you doing there?
I met a bloke at Huntingdale. I had a private meeting that I can't tell you about. And then I went across to pick up my daughter and my son who do clinics at Royal Melbourne.
So what was the meeting about?
I can't tell you about the private meeting. It was massive, though.
Was it?
World-changing.
Oh!
Right?
Anything to do with golf?
Oh, well...
Or you're trying to sell your house or something.
Is Craig Spence golf going to be the next big thing?
No, we're bringing back the scores from the school's golf.
Oh, that's huge.
That was big. That was great.
That is huge. Now, tonight, Mark Fine, on your program, something special, something new, Hazy?
Wow.
The Craig Spence top 10 list.
Oof. Of what?
No, we're not going to it now.
Play it.
No, we're not. We're going to do that a little bit later.
What, there's a sting?
Yeah, oh, well, we'll play the sting. We're not going to do it yet. We'll play the sting.
Craig Spence's top 10 list. Brought to you by absolutely nobody.
Right. So that's the list.
What do you think of that sting, Fighty?
Amateurish.
That's going to happen a little later tonight.
That's really amateurish.
We spent like 14 seconds on that.
Well, we needed a sting. We needed to make it official.
Is it going to be like the top 10 drivers, the top 10 bunker players?
Yeah. Top 10 worst blokes on tour.
There you go.
Okay.
Just one top
10. Top 10 best looking wives.
Yeah. Anything to do with golf?
Anything to do with golf?
The smallest little fragment will do, Hazy.
Have you got one for this week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Groundbreaking radio. I can't wait.
Debatable, though.
Can I just say one thing?
Whether it can be a top 10, I think it's going to be down to a top 5 pretty quick smart.
Well, I've just got to say that Craig has tried to innovate, and we've had school scores, school golf with Craig Spence.
That didn't go so well, did it? High school golf scores.
No. Hey.
That wasn't very good.
We've had that bucket, water in the bucket theory, or drops in the bucket.
Oh, that was the best.
The drops in the bucket was spot on. Yeah, that was a great way to explain something that I forgot what it was. It was really good, though.
Nothing seems to last more than a week.
Should I not do a technology segment?
No technology segment. Just the top 10 list from the 99 Masters champion will do us. I want to ask you about Justin Rose. I watched a little bit on Justin Rose, and he was talking about his swing, Hazy, and you and I, growing up, we knew all about the one-piece takeaway because we love Greg Norman. Justin Rose has gone this week and saying there's no such thing as a one-piece takeaway anymore. Club moves first. And when you watch his swing, how can he anything he says about a golf swing, you've got to say, I think you're right. Were you a one-piece takeaway man?
Well, when we talk about swing positions, we talk more about actual feels. I mean, Justin Rose actually used to do that roll the ball along the ground
drill. I know.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
He's promoting the one-piece feel or look.
Yeah.
But no, in a real world, if you want to break it down, no, the club does move. There is
club
a hand.
First.
There is a hand action there as well.
Can you explain the one-piece swing?
One-piece swing is when there is no hand action. It's basically just forearms taking the club away, and the triangle that your forearms make does not change for quite some time.
Okay.
But... Marco, in order to balance the club, there needs to be a wrist hinging at the same time.
Yeah, correctamundo.
Right. And I believe the wrists initiate it.
Right. So, does anyone teach the one-piece takeaway ever again, because Jack Nicklaus, Greg Norman, Weisskopf.
I actually heard Norman, not only a matter of 3 weeks ago, espousing the fact that the muscles at the, in the lower belly are still the first thing to move.
Really?
Absolutely. He says anything before anything else moves, hands, wrists, anything, it's the muscles in the lower abdomen that go first.
The shark is saying, turn it with your guts.
Yep, first thing that moves in a golf swing is
you heard
right
that one? I've never heard that one before either.
Well, Sharky sort of throws some funny ones in there, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Well, do you reckon that's because he's getting old and he just needs to turn his shoulders a bit more? Because there's no way he was turning with his guts back in the day when he was foot sliding and, you know, going crazy on the US Tour early days.
He can't hit it anymore either, Sharky.
What?
He doesn't hit it well.
No.
I watched him. I played around with him a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
2 years ago, actually.
How was he trying playing around with you, though?
He was hitting it everywhere. Everywhere. And I'm basing his entire thing on that one day.
Have you seen him play lately?
I have, actually, yeah. I watched him at a clinic at New South Wales Golf Club less than a month ago, which I think I told you about last time.
And
he flushed it.
I bet he flushed it.
Yeah, he took a couple of hits to warm up. He just got off a plane from San Antonio, and then he flushed it. And he actually told the crowd that were there, he said, if I had 1 month that I dedicated to training, I could get back and compete. And he wasn't talking seniors tour. He said, I could actually get back and compete.
I don't doubt that for a second. I never said he couldn't do that, but at the moment, he doesn't play much anymore, he does, he chomps it.
Playing more tennis. Playing a lot of tennis.
While we're speaking about Sharky,
yeah.
How do you guys think he's going to go with the Fox team and Holly Saunders Joe Buck, one of the greats.
His marriage might suffer if Holly Saunders is around. Because
Saunders,
whatever, doesn't matter. She is the hottest. She's the hottest woman in golf. There's no other woman hotter than her in golf.
He likes women.
He does. He has a track record.
Yeah,
he has a track record.
She'll be on Spencey's list for sure.
Guys,
is that going to be?
Top 10 distractions for Greg Norman.
I
want you to announce what list will be coming next week.
Yeah, I have to research it.
Yeah.
This is going to really take off.
You what? I've never heard you use that word before.
Do you think it's going to happen, the Fox telecast? They're going to change. It's going to be so exciting. They're doing the US Open, aren't they?
Oh, so it must be the financial year, doesn't it? Starting the financial year. Well, US Open's in June.
Middle of June, and I've got really high hopes for it. I think they're going to be fantastic. And to me, when I don't have to tune in and listen to Johnny Miller, I think that's a win.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Greg?
Have you seen some of his slow-mo, instruction? When he puts someone's swing on instruction?
Is Norman doing that?
Well, I hope so, but have you heard Johnny Miller's?
No,
have you heard
Johnny
Miller, mate. Johnny Miller. So Jordan Spieth will hit it left, right? And he'll just say, I think maybe his hands went a little bit. And then they'll get him into slow-mo, and you can't see anything happening through impact.
Yep.
It just looks really normal. And here we go. And now he's coming in, and see right there? See there? The right hand took over? Like, what are you watching, Johnny? Nothing's happening. I'm with you, Hazy. He's painful. He has a crack, though. He'll call a spade, and he's no cheerleader, which I like.
No, he's not one of Craig Parry's favourite men.
That would not be an easy gig on national television to dissect someone's swing, and you have no time. It just comes up on the screen, and you're expected to dissect it.
Oh, right. Yes, you could do it in two seconds flat.
You're right. I could do it. But not most people couldn't. Could they?
Rubbish.
Johnny Miller, he's
off his head.
Next
Johnny
list,
Carr.
Top 10 people that couldn't dissect a swing on national television.
Yeah, there'd be a few of those. There'd be a few of those. All right, hang on. Let's get into it. It's 19 past 8.
Craig Spencer's Top 10 list. Brought to you by absolutely nobody.
Hey, what are we doing tonight?
You really got a kick out of that, didn't you?
What are we doing?
I've never seen Finey cringe behind a microphone.
Whose voice was that? We just find someone walking down the street.
You know, there used to be a program many, many years ago on TV when cable first came out at midnight. There was this ad hoc program for America called Ed the Sock. And it was hosted by a sock.
Right.
And that's the sort of quality
vibe you're getting?
Yeah. I got an Ed the Sock vibe.
I don't mind it. I don't mind that. I don't mind. I don't mind the voiceover. All right, what's our top 10 list tonight, Craig?
Top 10 list for this week is my top 10 golf courses in Victoria.
Boring. Oh,
God.
Please.
All right. Hey, Rod.
For real?
I'll see you later.
I'll tell you what.
That's a disgrace. Finey is definitely making up the top 10 list from this point onwards.
Can you take a photo of Finey leaving the studio?
Finey has
he
left
gave
the
you
building.
The bird.
I feel set up because, Marco, you said that was a good idea. And here we are.
Right, come on, start at number 10.
All right. No.
Is it in Victoria? Where is it?
We're going to start at number 1.
Right. You got to count down to 1.
No, you got to go up to 1, buddy.
All right. Notables.
Notables.
All right. So it's a top 20.
It's a top 12 list.
Peninsula.
He's going to start at number 1.
Yes.
You're starving.
This is the worst ever.
Peninsula at number 11, North Course.
So it's a top 11 list.
That's a notable. Number 10, Yarra Yarra.
All right.
Number 9, Barwon Heads. Number 8, St. Andrews Beach.
Jeez.
Number 7, Spring Valley.
Spring Valley? That's a high one for Springy.
Number 6, Metropolitan.
Yeah. Wow.
Have to be there somewhere.
Low.
Number
That's
5.
Way too low.
Commonwealth
in front of Metropolitan.
Number 4, the Woodlands Golf Club.
Yeah, underrated, I think.
Most underrated.
Yeah, I think it's in its rightful spot, though.
Number 3, Victoria Golf Club. Number 2, Kingston Heath. And, of course, number 1, the Composite Golf Course at Royal Melbourne.
Hang on. Let me get this straight.
I thought this
Every
was a good
other
idea.
Top 50 or top 100 golf course list in the world only rates the east or the west.
Do you mean Craig this list Spence. Has been done before? I can't believe it.
Craig Spence is the only person in history who rates the composite and not the east or the west.
Just keep that sting because this will be in the archives one day.
Oh, mate. Finey's coming up with the next top 10 list, buddy, because that is a disgrace. Dom's in Blackburn. He's called in. Hello,
hey,
Dom.
Hey, Dom.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. Just a boy again. I've got two ideas for you, Craig.
Yeah.
What about the top 10 worst players to win a major, say, since 1975?
That's more like it, Dom.
Nice. And the top 10 luckiest players, i.e. Feldo when Scott Hoke missed a 2-foot putt. And
Larry
just one for you, Marco.
Yeah.
Who would be the top 5 golfers amongst current AFL players? Who do you reckon's got the best swing and who hits it the furthest?
Oh, righto. Well, I don't think there's a Hawthorn
Brendan
player.
Brendan Goddard.
Yeah, Brendan's in there. He's in the top 5.
I don't think there's any doubt about that Tom Hawkins hits it further than anyone else on an AFL list. He absolutely smashes
it.
I've seen him hit it over 300 metres.
Jeez, righto. Jack Riewoldt, he actually is the golfer, I think, most likely could have been a pro. I like the way he played. Shot 68 at the National not long ago. Bogey free.
Which course?
Old.
Didn't
old,
make
old,
my
old.
Top 10 list.
The Ox plays. He shot 68 at 13th Beach on a day where the tees went right off the front.
The Ox so doesn't
there's probably,
have...
There's probably... I reckon we've just found our...
Yeah, Brendan Goddard is a fantastic player. Sam Fisher used to play juniors for South Australia, so he's a fantastic player. Fisher can play. If he gave away his footy, he could probably still get to scratch very quickly.
You know, Dunstall should be a better golfer than what he is.
Jason plays off 23 or 24.
It's incredible.
And has for a long time.
Now, there's a guy that is good at everything he does.
Everything except golf.
Except golf.
He's just no good at it.
And he's got great hand eye, obviously.
And it makes him really angry. It's like the only game that he should be good at, and he's just hopeless at
it. It's insane.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Why is that, Marco?
No idea. Hey, we're going to get an update on the Australian state teams in just a tick. Mark Hayes has been covering it for Golf Australia, and we'll give you all the details in just a tick. Nothing to lose. Far away. Ricochet, you take your aim. Far away, show me down, bow and bow.
on 1116 SEN. Chasing Birdies with Mark Allen and Craig Spence for the Callaway Chrome Soft Golf Ball. The ball that changed the ball.
Distance, spin, you name it, the Chrome Soft has got it. 28 past 8. And thankfully, Craig's top 10 list is behind us. I reckon we make it a top 5 list. And
next week, the best buggies.
Oh, my God. Thank goodness that is gone. Now, the Australian State Team Series is in town at the moment. Mark Hayes, of course, the media manager at Golf Australia, has joined us in the studio. Hazy, I've been following your tweets. The golf has been outstanding.
Yeah, it really has. It sort of surprises me in some ways that it actually doesn't generate bigger crowds because the golf is enormous and warrants it. The top end of these matches is absolutely extraordinary talent, both men's and women's.
Yeah, I've been following. I've been looking on Twitter. Craig, actually, you showed me. Ryan Ruffles, ice baths at night time.
Even on his birthday.
So like full-on AFL ice bath after each game.
Yep, absolutely. Everything... they do 36 holes, or the best part of, depending on how the matches go, and then they go and do their full AFL-style cool-downs. They putt afterwards to warm down, just do their training, then they go and do the whole routine, and just very similar to a footballer.
You know who started that? Sorry, Craig. You know who started that? Richard Kearney. Richard Kearney was the state coach. I reckon 10 years ago he started that, and that has continued on. I think that the first year that Kearns did it, the Vics won. And the other players were going past in their buses and laughing at the Victorians who were wading, you know, up past their knees in the cold water, and they were laughing and screaming out the windows and saying, "What the hell are you blokes doing?" And they went on the win because, you know, 36 holes a day for how many days? Tell us about the schedule, Hazy.
It's 36 holes for the men. It's 36 on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, another 18 tomorrow morning, and then the final on Friday. So another 18.
So it's massive.
It's 30 best part of 150 holes for the week.
Yeah, two tournaments.
Oh, it's unbelievable amount.
Two tournaments.
It's an unbelievable
144
amount.
144
holes.
144
holes.
144 holes.
Boys.
Yeah.
Just an interesting one I've heard. Have you heard much about Ryan Ruffles' younger sister?
Yeah.
Because I want to tell you something, Marco.
Mm.
She's only played less than 15 rounds of golf in her life.
Yeah.
18 holes of
15 rounds?
Yes, in her whole life. She's only 13. I won't get this completely right, Hazy, but don't worry. Mm-hmm. We don't work on...
Don't start tonight.
We don't work on specific details here. She's... Marco, she's only been playing golf for 6 months,
yeah.
Right?
Don't scare me. What's she done?
She's played in the Australian Juniors, and in her third round, she's shot 74 or something like that. What was it?
She's actually... Her name's Gabby.
She's unbelievable.
She's been an absolutely outstanding tennis player.
Number one.
Like Ryan was.
Yeah, number one.
I think I'm not denigrating Ryan. I think Gabby relatively was a better player in the junior girls ranks than Ryan ever was. And she's been competitive to this age in her life. And she's just decided that competitive tennis for right now anyhow isn't for her. Yeah. She's taken it up. And right now I think she's probably already off a handicap of 5 at Victoria.
5 at Vic, and she's played 15 rounds.
I'm not sure of the 15 rounds.
No, that is...
Maybe it's...
That's accurate,
maybe
that's accurate enough for us to go with that on this show.
So, and the best thing about that from her perspective, she's just a young girl just having fun with her sport, and from a great family, she's loving golf. She's chosen a golf over tennis, and she just cannot get enough of it. She laps it up. She loves it.
Craig, are you a believer that... Because I'm a believer that everyone's... skeletal makeup's a little bit different, and I think people's bones hinge differently. And I really believe some people, their makeup and the way that their arms fold and all that kind of stuff just suits golf. I mean, there are other people who, for whatever reason, they pick up a golf club, and no matter what the instruction is, they just physically can't move the club into the right spot. It gets to the top and it's crazy, and you just know when you see them, even though they might be sporty, that you can't help them. My wife, Tricia, is one of those people, right? She's a very sporty girl, hits a tennis racket, no worries. But you put a golf club in her hands, there is no way she could play the game, right? She's one of the extremes.
Yep.
But I also think the other way goes as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, you watch Ryan Ruffles play, it looks so easy. Maybe just their skeletal makeup in the Ruffles family is just suited to golf. I mean, that I really believe that. When you watch swing after swing after swing, you know, Fred Couples trying to keep his right forearm pointing to the ground at the top of the swing, there's just no way he could do it.
No.
Same with Cabrera. You know, Cabrera's arm, there's just no way his bones fold that way. Well, and I reckon, like I said, just some people who have just got it, and maybe the Ruffles kids do.
Marco, I think you touch on an interesting point, and that is that we all as juniors have a conceptual image or picture of how the golf ball's meant to be hit. And then we build a stance, we build a posture, and we build a golf swing that over time is our version of what that looks like, which is an amazing to think. And some people just can't do that, and they don't have the touch to swing the golf club with any balance. They don't understand the golf club needs to be swung lightly. They hold it like it's a chopstick, and there's no freedom in the golf club.
Nothing there.
There's no ability to balance the golf club, and they can't find the ball.
Righto, Hazy. The boys and the girls have been playing this week, and this is the seniors. Actually, before you go, not many people know this, I don't think. The juniors, the Victorian juniors, the under-18 state series played, a couple of weeks ago. Victoria won both the men's and the girls.
Yeah, so the junior championships individually were played in South Australia and followed the next week by the teams championships. So Ryan Ruffles won the juniors for the second consecutive year, and Selena Yuan from New South Wales won the girls. And then both Victorian teams won the teams events at Tea Tree Gully and Flurio Golf Club over in near Adelaide. And they're on the edge of an absolutely almost unprecedented week here, by winning the senior championships as well. Victoria is a starter in the women's final tomorrow against Western Australia.
Right. And so they're in the final?
In the final, definitively against WA tomorrow at Royal Melbourne East, and have already qualified for the men's final at Huntingdale on Friday. Their opponent's yet to be decided. Likely.
So the Vicks are in?
Vicks are in for sure, on top of the ladder, and likely opponent is Queensland.
So the girls are playing the East Course?
Girls on the East Course at Royal Melbourne.
Yeah. That's a shame.
It doesn't feature in your top 10 list, the
it
East Course.
Because
you only put the composite course in.
You're copying a lot of stick for your list on the SMS machine.
What about that last SMS about the old course at the National? Ridiculous.
hang on a second. One more question before we go. Before you tell us who's been the starring this week. In the history of the state series, and it's a long and illustrious history, has there ever been a point where one state has won both the juniors, men and women, and then gone on to win both the seniors, men and women?
I don't think so. It definitely hasn't happened for Victoria. I haven't checked
the
historical records for New South Wales. May have done it a while ago, but it's highly unlikely that it's happened. So it's a tremendous feat that Victoria is on the verge of achieving.
Oh, well, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. So who's been starring this week?
Look, the absolute rock star in the men's competition, batting at number one for Western Australia, has been Jared Felton. And he halved his first match this afternoon against Tasmania, a guy playing number one for Tasmania, Greg Longmore, former pro.
Any relation to Kim Felton?
No, he's no relation to Kim.
He's from Western Australia.
And Jared Felton, I don't know what he shot off the stick this afternoon in his match against Tassie. Before that, the previous five rounds, he's roughly 25 under.
Are you serious?
And he's taken down Taylor McDonald, Ryan Ruffles, all the number one players, Cam Davis, all the guys in the national squad for Golf Australia. It's been a remarkable run of golf. He now, too, is in the national squad for Golf Australia, and this kid's really going to go places. He's developed super quickly. He hits the ball super consistently.
Long?
Not massively long, but just deadly accurate with his approaches. Like, and I'm talking straight-faced irons. Mm. He just laces them.
Isn't it funny in match play? You would have. I mean, there are people growing up when I was a kid. Like, there's a guy called Craig Horsey. You remember Craig Horsey from Ballarat?
Good
played number one, number two, and actually got in the Victorian state team. He was a brilliant match play exponent. Yet in a Riversdale Cup, he couldn't break an egg. Yet Craig Horsey would be 4 under, 5 under as a little 17-year-old running around Huntingdale in Division 1 pennant and just win every single week. Yet you get the same kid playing in a Ivo Witten on the weekend. Hopeless.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's interesting.
Hopeless.
He just worked better that way.
Yeah, he did.
Hazy, when did they get rid of the foursomes in the state series? Do you remember?
No, I couldn't tell you the answer to that. I did see that question.
They don't do the foursomes anymore, Marco.
Good.
Yeah, you're over that.
Oh, mate, come on. They play enough golf, don't they? I would have thought so.
Can I read a text about my top 10?
Oh, well, we're in the middle of something, but yeah, go on.
You boys have absolute rocks in your head if you can't find a spot in the top 3, let alone the top 10 for the old course at the National. And then another one, Craig Spence, get a grip, clueless, worst top 10 ever. And then he goes on to say, the National Old stands alone as Australia's best golf course. Nothing comes close.
Yeah, well, don't put me in this top 10. It's your top 10. It's your top 10.
What do you think? Where do you think the National Old Course ranks in Australia's best courses? Or Victoria's best
Victoria's?
Courses?
Victoria's?
Yeah.
Maybe 10th or 11th?
They think it's a standalone first, second or third.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people get caught up in the beauty. It is. It could have been. If they didn't go so crazy over there, could have been very, very special. What else have you seen out there this week? Well, maybe with the girls. Tell us who's been the star of the girls.
Well, a Victorian young lady from Julian Sue, her name is, from Woodlands.
Yeah.
She's coming along in leaps and bounds. She studied year 12 last year, put her focus into that. She's going to go places. She's going to go and play collegiate golf in the US, is my understanding. She yesterday took down Hannah Green on Royal Melbourne East. Hannah Green's the number one ranked female amateur player in Australia, from Western Australia, and Julianne Sue rolled in 5 consecutive birdies, 6 in 7 holes.
Wow.
And went from, I think, 3 down to 2 up, and she lit it up, and she is a genuine star in the making, I believe, and it's a great feather in the cap, another feather in the cap of Golf Victoria.
Oh, no. So they're taking on that. They take on Western Australia tomorrow.
Take on Western Australia.
No, Mindy Lee. She's moved on to the pro ranks.
She has. She's an avid watcher. She's been tweeting back her support for Golf WA. But no, it's amazing all the past players' support on Twitter. Yeah. It's fascinating.
How's she been going as a pro?
She's turned in several good top 15 performances, but really hasn't threatened a win yet. She's probably moved her world ranking up into the mid to high 50s.
Yeah. And we'll be judging her against Lydia Ko for a long time, which is completely unfair, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah, it is. And, some of the stats that Lydia's racking up are, unrivaled in any sport from her age ever.
And I heard Christy Smith retired from the professional ranks as well.
Christy Smith, I might be wrong, and I apologise to the Smith family if I am, but I think she might be expecting.
Yep, she is.
She is,
I know that.
Yeah, that will...
Wayne will be a grandfather.
Yeah. It's amazing to think that, isn't it?
Right, yeah. So the women's final tomorrow at Royal Melbourne East.
Royal Melbourne East.
What time?
From 8 in the morning.
And what about the men? Our guys are in the final.
Victoria's in Friday, Huntingdale, 8 o'clock in the morning. The likely opponent is Queensland. Theoretically, New South Wales can get in, as Western Australia can. Right. So.
And just run through the Vic team. So we've got Ruffles.
You've got Ruffles at number one.
Yep.
You've got, let me just...
Lucas Herbert's around there, is he?
Yeah. Lucas Herbert's playing number two.
Yeah.
We've got... Unfortunately, Zach Murray injured himself last week. Otherwise, he would have been playing. He dislocated a finger very seriously.
Is Evan Droop around?
Fraser Droop.
Evan's his dad. With Evan, his dad.
Yeah, Fraser's playing number five generally. Brett Coletta, who's in the national squad, he's playing at number three. Ben
Eccles. How old's Fraser? Fraser Droop.
Fraser's 18.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Got some game.
Brett Coletta, who's a fantastic young player.
Good player.
He's in. Ben Eccles is the captain. He's a member at both 13th and
really?
Like
Torquay
Ben.
Sands. And
nice
he's,
fella.
I'm
good
pretty
player.
Sure Ben's unbeaten this week, and he's
whoa.
He's rocking.
What number's he been playing?
Playing number four.
Don't change, Ben.
And honestly, he was that close to winning the Vic Open at 13th Beach this year. And extraordinarily, when Zach Murray got... was forced to withdraw last week. The replacement was Andrew Schonneville, who's played and won already this week. Alternating off the bench.
Now, what did Schonneville do? He was thereabouts in the Vic Open or something?
Schonneville led after 36 holes.
That's right.
That's a pretty fair team when you can slot in a guy who's led a pro tournament.
At the halfway mark.
And going down the order, a couple of the players after Fraser Droop are really shining. David Michelucci from Metropolitan.
Never heard of David Michelucci.
Michelucci.
Never heard of him.
You'd like the Mick.
Yeah.
He's good.
I like his last name.
He got a good little flat golf.
That'll look good on a Callaway golf bag one day, Michelucci.
It will. And he's got a really nice compact swing, and he's barely put a foot wrong this week playing at number six.
He's my new favourite. Good.
Thomas Power Horan. Hey. The hyphen from Royal Melbourne.
He's a little guy.
Great guns. Yeah.
All right. The Powers and the Horans got together.
And Michelucci's also, he's not tall either by any stretch. And these two guys are fantastic. Marty Joyce, the coach, has just been raving about how even the team is.
Really?
And from top to bottom, it's they're going beautifully.
All right. Well, fingers crossed.
The boys are doing a good job. And who do Victoria play tomorrow? Do they have a rest? Do they have a bye day?
Victoria plays Tasmania tomorrow, but they're
but it doesn't matter.
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
All right. And what about the best player you've seen from another state? You mentioned...
Jared Felton.
Yeah. Anyone else that we should keep our eye out for? For future, for professional rank days. Any other bombers out there?
No, not so many absolute crushes of the ball out there this week, but it's a lot of the focus from the national coaches these days is actually getting them ready to play on the pro tour. So the sharpness around the greens, obviously where it's all done and won for you guys, it's incredible.
Now, Benny in Parkdale has been hanging on for a long, long time. 9429 1116. You got a question? Call through pretty quick, and we'll get to you. But this question is one that we spoke about a couple of months ago. Benny, how are you, bud?
You Mark?
Yeah, I'm well, mate.
Question for yourself and obviously Spark and Hazy, why he's there.
Yeah.
An update on where we're at with the merger with the European Tour and how long you reckon it will be until the European Tour can actually call themselves the World Golf Tour.
Well, Benny, I can tell you this, that European Tour players, not our guys, other European Tour players were definitely 100% asked what their thoughts were if it did happen. So we know that's actually taken place, and it was very, very positive. We also know that the PGA of Australia came out and said, what are you talking about? It's been very preliminary stuff, very, very small. But I don't know anything since that day. So, Hazy, I know you're there at Golf Australia. Do you know anything more?
I think we ran the story that as that broke, that the PGA were... very keen to say that the discussions hadn't gone too far.
Yeah.
And that was the very public stance that they took. So I think there's a bit of water to go under the bridge yet from the Australian PGA perspective. There's no doubt the conversations have been had, though. So
I know. It's got to happen. So fingers crossed. Fingers crossed that will happen. Good on you, Benny. Thanks for calling in. Rob's in McKinnon. G'day, Rob.
Good evening, gents. How are you?
Yeah, good, Rob. What do you think of Craig Spencer's top 10 list?
Oh, actually, I didn't mind it. I mean, I think he got it wrong mostly, but the topic itself wasn't too bad, but I'm sure he'll get better.
A little bit boring, but that's all right.
Got to follow in your footsteps, Marco. Give him a chance.
We'll work him out.
Now, listen, Marco, you mentioned you hadn't heard of David Michelucci. Get used to the name. Plays pennant for Metro, but he's actually a Cranbourne golfer. Ooh. He won the club champs there by about 24 shots.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah, he went crazy. He was in the paper.
Correct.
I couldn't pronounce his name.
He's a Cranbourne boy, obviously playing pennant for a first division team, but great player and great future.
Righto. Michelucci. How do you say it?
Michelucci.
Michelucci. Well, it's close to an unfortunate name for a golfer. Luzzi. Michelucci. Righto. Good on you, Rob. And one more. James is in Carlton. G'day, James.
Hey, guys. I'm just wondering about a guy called DJ Loiper. I saw him at the Riversdale Cup. He was killing it there, but he just fell off on the last day. Is he anywhere to be seen?
I know. Hazy, you're the amateur voice.
James, he's not in the Victorian team, but I think he's on the radar, generally speaking. He's just a victim of the depth in Victorian golf right now. So I think he's a member at the Heritage. He's a fantastic player as well. But
what do you like about him, James? Just was he a flusher, or was he? What do you like about him? His style?
He's absolutely killed it on the first 3 days, and then I think he just choked a bit in the last day. But he was really exciting to watch. He seemed like a good bloke as well. So I was just wondering about him.
All right, so killed it, then unfortunately choked.
I hear a very good bloke.
Really?
No, seriously, I don't even know him. Apparently great lad.
Right, eh?
And bit of a rooster.
A rooster!
He's a good-looking cat.
We love the roosters. Absolutely love them. Hayes, are you going to hang around for the quiz?
I'll stick around. If you don't mind, if you can indulge me for 2 seconds, get onto the Golf Australia website and check out all the stuff from the Interstate Team Series. There's a lot of stuff there, videos, audio, interviews and everything. So get on board and have a look.
And of course, Mark Hayes, always brought to you by the Kerr Lewis Golf Club. What a place. What a back nine. Or was it the front nine?
Front nine.
What a front nine. Back nine's pretty good too.
Would have been in the top 10 front nines on Chris Betsy's list.
Just missed
kept
out.
That front nine going.
If only he had a top 12, Kerr Lewis would have been right there.